and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted Brower Show. This is your host, Austin Brower, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I am with you guys today. I think Dad is going to be on here shortly. We've been having some pretty significant storms down here in Florida today. We had power outage and the generator could kick on. So it looks like we should be able to get everything up and running now. If we do cut out, though, on the show today, that is probably what happened, is we probably had another lightning strike. So that's just to keep in mind here. A lot of interesting news today. First one I wanted to go over, that Monsanto could be in more trouble in Europe. Let's see, after months of controversy over studies concerning Roundup's main ingredient, glyphosate, the Committee on Environmental, Food and Safety and Public Health has formally objected to the reauthorization by the European Commission of the herbicide now. They stated in there, so long as serious concerns remain about the carcinogenic and endocrine disrupt properties of herbicide glyphosate, which is used in hundreds of farm, forestry, urban, and garden applications, the EU Commission should not renew its authorization. Instead, it should commission an independent review and disclose all scientific evidence that is used to assess glyphosate. That's huge, guys. That basically means the European Union just said they are not going to allow any more glyphosate to be used or approved until they can figure out what's going on and actually have true review of disclosure of true testing done. So I thought that's pretty interesting considering how everything's starting to go now. More and more people are waking up to the GMO movement and the toxicity of glyphosate, how nasty it is. Another one now, too, the USDA now is, in the United States, on the other hand, the complete opposite. The USDA now has deregulated new Monsanto-made GMO corn strain. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has opened the door for farmers to plant MON-87419, which is a new strain of genetically modified GM corn created by Monsanto to tolerate the weed killer dicamba and glufosinate without government insight. Like earlier strains of GMO corn, it is designed to withstand being coated in toxic chemicals and wipe out weeds and other plant life on farm fields. The National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, though, has massively been fighting this. They said without a coordinated and thorough evaluation, a full technology package, and meaningful analysis of impact, adding yet another new crop herbicide package will continue adding to the existing harmful effects of herbicides, or excuse me, on herbicides on ecological systems, human health, and farmers' livelihoods through herbicide drift and non-target crop losses. Widespread increase in herbicide-resistant weeds and environment.
Okay, can you hear me, Todd?
Hello, you with us, Dad?
I'm here, buddy.
Okay, one other thing I want to close on this, too. It said, additionally, in 2006, studies found they linked dicamba exposure to lung and colon cancer, and also that it contributes to antibiotic resistance. The USDA also last week deregulated the Syngenta's MZIR-098 corn, which is engineered to resist bugs and glufosinate. The Franken corn was deregulated because the USDA determined it was significantly similar to Monsanto's strain that I was just referring to. And you guys got to understand, man, this dicamba stuff, they're just coming up with these weirder and weirder concoctions to the point that they have no idea what this is going to lead to. I mean, now they're spraying glyphosate, they're spraying glufosinate, they're spraying dicamba, they're spraying all this stuff on this food that we're ingesting into our bodies. And, you know, dicamba is already listed as moderately toxic by ingestion and slightly toxic by inhalation or dermal exposure. In a three-generational study, rabbits were given doses of 0.5, 1, 3, 10, and 20 milligrams per kilogram of body weight per day through day 6 of 18 of their pregnancy, and found it had toxic effects on the mother's slightly reduced fetal body weights and increased loss of fetuses occurred on all of the 10 milligram per kilogram dosages. So this is just not something we've already seen so many issues with glyphosate. We don't need more stuff being sprayed on the food that we're eating. It's just completely outrageous now. Monsanto and all these guys are getting way out of hand with this. That's why I'm glad we're finally starting to see some resistance over the last 6 months, especially with Vermont. I find that pretty interesting. What do you think about that, Deb?
Well, the truth of the matter is, you know, I remember last year I did a show on Caravan at Midnight with J.B. Wells. And what was interesting about this is it was a situation in which we had a bunch of different people from a bunch of different disciplines, and everybody was talking about Roundup. They were talking about cancer. They were talking about the causes of cancer, the cures of cancer, different treatment protocols that have been suppressed. And finally, J.B. asked me, he goes, "Well, Ted, what do you think about all of this stuff?" And I said, "Well, there's only one word that tells you exactly what this is. It's eugenics." And that's what this is. This is eugenics. The spraying Agent Orange on our crops and spraying Roundup on our crops and then feeding it to us, this is a globalist agenda of wanting to depopulate the United States with the folks that are here that are still staunch veterans, staunch patriots, staunch Americans who still have testosterone, who still have any sense. They want to bring in an entirely different world structure into the United States. They want to decrease the population of the planet by 6.57 billion people, and they're doing it through these sprays. Nothing else can explain what happened with the De Niro Film Festival this past yesterday, and we'll talk about that more in just a second. But the truth of the matter is, this is what it's about. It's about the eugenics protocol being done by the New World Order, being done by the Sabbatane Frankist Kabbalist Luciferian lowlife. In fact, somebody just sent me an email, and they asked me, apparently there's a huge, Ted Cruz has had some big gay supporter up there in New York City now, and the craziest thing about all of this is he's supposed to be this super, super staunch conservative who does all of these things, you know, by the Bible, and now he's got a gay supporter. Now, I don't have a problem with him having a gay supporter because, I mean, gays will always be among us, they're always with us in the United States, etc. But the point is, he has a super staunch Bible conservative background that he promotes to the Christians. And then he has another type of program in which he has affairs on his wife, supposedly. I can't prove any of that. But, you know, all of this stuff's going on simultaneously with this guy. Now, let's analyze this very quickly with Cruz. Cruz has already lied repeatedly. He did it with Ben Carson's campaign. Lied repeatedly. Lied about the votes, lied about Ben getting out, lied about the robo, the calls, all of this stuff. He's lied. So we know he's a liar, we know he's a thief, and we know he's a cheat. Now, Tex Mars, who I highly respect except for his anti-Semitic comments that he's always making, you know, and some of the stuff that Tex says is true. I mean, we've got a lot of problems with folks that aren't from the Jewish persuasion that are doing crazy things. But we also have a bunch of Christians that are supposedly Christians doing crazy things. We've got a bunch of white Anglo-Saxon Protestants who are doing a bunch of crazy things. So there's a bunch of crazy people running around everywhere, but it's not just one group. But the truth of the matter is this. The hierarchy of Washington, D.C. are pedophiles. That's what they are. They like to screw little boys. And they do this through the Aleister Crowley sex magic principles to try to maintain the illusion and the power over us to maintain the lie in the United States of what's going on. So, yes, they're using Roundup, they're using glyphosate, they're using these other types of herbicides, and they're only using them for one reason, to reduce the population, to give us problems associated with gut flora, to give us cancer, to give us all of these diseases that are coming upon us, so they can replace the population of the United States with folks from south of the border and with Muslims. And the more Muslims they bring in, the more Hispanics they bring in, the more people they bring in that aren't of the Christian background, Christian faith, Protestant faith. When I was in college, Austin, I remember when I was in the MBA program at Florida State in graduate school, we actually had a class in management, and it actually taught us what was called the Protestant work ethic. Did they even mention that to you in your MBA program 30, 40 years later? They probably didn't mention
those
words.
No longer. That's not it. That never even got brought up.
No, that's what we called it. We were not yet so politically correct we could talk about it. It was called the Protestant work ethic that was primarily Germans that came over in the late 1800s, which built this country and built the Industrial Revolution. Well, they don't want that. The globalists want to destroy everything that was America, everything that was the culture, and they're doing it with poison, and they're doing it in the vaccines, they're doing it in the crops. This is what they want to do. These are the Sabbatane Frankist Kabbalist Luciferians. These are the ones that are using the holographic matrix that we have around us to control the attention field, to control the reality that we believe. What happened with John Rappaport, and he talked about it this week, John Rappaport is going to be a guest of ours on Friday for the entire hour talking about this thing with Robert De Niro and why they covered up this vaccine movie they did called Vaxxed. And what the thing about this is, Austin, they don't want us to know the truth of what's happening. See, they have taken this web of lies now, and they've literally put the United States into a trance. into a mind trance with alpha brainwaves using the TV, using the nightly news, using the media-controlled Hollywood agenda. Now remember, the Hollywood agenda is controlled by communists, and that was pointed out back in the 50s. You know, when we had, when there was a gentleman who was running around, he was telling everybody the communists were coming, the communists were coming. It was called, it was Senator Joe McCarthy, Austin. You don't remember this. And he was telling you what had happened is the communists who had been in Russia and in Germany, because Germany was full of communists too, had left, and they were primarily Jewish. Now, this is one of the biggest problems that, you know, Tex Mars has with this whole thing. And the Jews control Hollywood to this day. They do. They just absolutely control it. I mean, they brag about it. So it's not like I'm saying anything that's not true. This is not anti-Semitic. It's a statement of fact. And the Jews who control Hollywood did not want Robert De Niro to release this video called VAC, this movie. It's a two-hour movie, apparently, on vaccines. Did not want it released. And the reason for that is they don't want you to wake up out of the trance because they know the power of what De Niro could do. I mean, good Lord, he was on The Godfather, for heaven's sakes. I mean, this guy's been around for 50 years in movies, and they've given him this huge platform. And the problem that you run into is when they give these guys this kind of power, this kind of authority, it's very difficult to discredit them. When Jim Carrey came out a few years ago with Jenny McCarthy, they started talking about vaccines on Larry King, et cetera, everywhere else, and went public. They both pretty much have retracted that now, so they're no longer anti-vaccine, but they want to get the vaccines cleaned up. At least Carrey has said that. But Carrey's career has completely gone in the toilet. I mean, he's making nothing movies now for nothing audiences with no hardly any box office revenue because he came against the mainstream establishment. Because remember this, the same bankers that were being run out of Germany, the same communists that were controlling all of this information that was coming to the United States that McCarthy called out, these are the same people that control Hollywood today. These are the people who own the vaccine corporations. They're the ones who own the petrochemical industries, and they're the ones who have controlling interests of the Fortune 500 corporations. This is a giant psyop that's being done on the American population, and now we're being told that we're not allowed to see a movie. And they're basically doing book burning with us now because they don't want the Americans to wake up from the trance. The more poison they can put into us, Austin, the more glyphosate they can give us, the more censorship they can give us, the more they can force us into their matrix and control the attention field. The problem is we're all starting to wake up and we're starting to say things that we're not supposed to say. We're starting to see things that we're not supposed to see. I don't believe in book burning. I'll read just about anything. Now, if it starts getting into satanic stuff with curses and weirdo stuff like that, I'm not going to read any of that stuff because I don't want that mess in my mind or, you know, with strong imagery like that. But as far as going out and reading stuff that's alternative, I will read it and I will let it go through my brain, let my Christian processors put it, you know, do that. I will take from it what I will. But that's what's going on, Austin. So you've got to always go back to the basics of this. This is eugenics. This is crowd control. This is population control. This is the control of Hollywood by the Hollywood elite. This is a Sabbatean, Kabbalist, Frankist, Luciferian, Satanist who run Hollywood, who Ted Gunderson said have their underground networks of people in Hollywood who they constantly are sacrificing people to, and these underground caverns in which they do this with. So this is a major, major, major problem in Hollywood. It's a major problem on this planet right now. And until we understand, this goes back to Genesis chapter 6 with the fallen angels and all of this mess that's going on, we're not going to figure this stuff out. This is a spiritual battle. That's what Paul said it was, and he's exactly right. This is the spiritual battle of things that go bump in the night, and these different planes of the universe and all these different existences that are happening. They're controlling our minds. And not only that, now they're using the Gwen Towers and the Doppler Towers and all of these things to broadcast frequencies that continue to do the same thing, to keep us in the trance. But Hollywood does not want someone like Robert De Niro coming out and telling the truth about these vaccines because they do not want us to wake up. Because if we wake up and we see what they're doing to us, it's going to be unbelievable, and they're going to lose their hold over us once this proves. That's why they had to get rid of Brian Williams. When Brian Williams lied like he did on national TV, they had no choice. They had to get him out of the matrix immediately because he was trying to wait. He basically, because of the lie, people couldn't trust him anymore, and they knew he'd no longer be effective as far as spitting the lies in his cadence and in the rhythm and the way they talk to you and the eye contact and the way they hold their mouth and the way they look at you. Everything is staged on these performances that these guys do when they give you the evening news at night, Austin. So you're absolutely right about the glyphosate. You're absolutely right about all of it. It's being used to poison us. In Europe, see, they're not allowed to do this. They're different cultures. That's what the European Union was all about, to bring them all into one mindset, to one mind trap. And it hasn't worked very well because a lot of the people in Europe are still questioning authority because they've gone through multiple world wars there. And some of the people that are alive today who were in the World War II are still alive today, Austin, and they're still questioning the reality of all of this.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, and that was the question that everybody has kind of brought up last night and today since this whole thing about the Vax show, the Vax movie, is that what was so bad in this movie? It was so horrific, so horrible, that they had to completely block it in an independent film festival. Now, like you mentioned yesterday, I mean, they have some pretty crazy movies at these independent film festivals. I mean, it's just about anything you can think of. Things get brought up. That's the whole point of it. So, I mean, for them to be this just brazen now, this aggressive, that they're going to full-blown ban something, say the American public cannot watch this, it's just too much. They can't see this and sit there and ban it. There's a bunch of stuff. And the thing is, I watched that video you sent me this morning with Big Tree, the director who made this film. And he said, he goes, we didn't hype up this movie. We didn't put any sensationalism in it. He goes, it's 100% fact. He goes, any type of journalist that heard about the MMR vaccine with whistleblower William Thompson, when all that came out, and anybody that had any type of a stunt should have dug into that. He goes, nobody covered it. He goes, a CDC whistleblower. He goes, the CDC, who's supposed to be the leading American organization that protects the country, that protects the children from diseases. This organization not only was allowing this vaccine to go on the market with the MMR, but intentionally covered up research, retracted paperwork, threw out paperwork, changed numbers, completely came in and skewed research studies just to prove that the MMR vaccine was okay and safe for human consumption when the complete opposite was shown in all of their studies. This is what he talks about in the Vax movie. This is what he goes into detail in, and he has all kinds of eyewitness credible testimony that was involved in this stuff and changing the reports, changing all these numbers, skewing the research. And so this isn't one of those, oh, well, it's kind of like, there may be some things in here that may change you. I have a good feeling that anybody, even pro-vacciners that even have a little left brain cells in their head, they see this movie, I have a pretty strong feeling that's going to completely wake them up. This is why they don't want this movie getting out. This is why they completely blocked it at an independent film festival, from what I have read, this is the first time an incident like this has ever happened. As far as with an independent film festival, again, this is one of those things, they let everything happen here. There was an article I was reading earlier, they said there's listed movies before, like 37 uses for a dead sheep, or ticked off transvestite with knives. These are movie titles that have been in independent films. So there's nothing really taboo at these things. So for to bring up a two-hour video on vaccinations and to have this much backlash about it now, including an obvious threat to Robert De Niro, this wasn't something, you know, oh, we're going to, you know, fine you. This was a significant threat. I have a feeling his family was threatened on this. The man has too much money. He's too credible. He's been in too many movies to have this happen to him and him follow suit, because he even stated the day before he felt like this is he already watched the video. He already saw it and said it needed to be viewed. And then right before it was supposed to get released, he came back and retracted everything. And always remember, guys, everybody that's talking about this video, all the critics that are slamming it, nobody has viewed it. Not one single one of them has viewed this film yet. He has kept the thing sealed, and as far as he's let people watch it that wanted to look at it and see it, nobody's had any negative connotation on it, on that film, that have seen it. Everybody that's criticizing it, everybody that's slamming it and telling you you can't watch it, you can't see it, everybody, with the exception of Robert De Niro, has not even seen the film. So for a person to be a true critic, don't you actually have to watch a film first to criticize the film? You can't just take a two-minute trailer and slam the film. That's my own opinion on that. But this is significant now. This is really serious. I'm curious what's going to happen.
But it's much bigger than this, and here's why. This has been a lie that's been promulgated now for the past 50 years on the American population. Actually, since the 60s, okay, or late 50s. So you're talking 50, 60, 70-year-old lie that they've used for eugenics, population control to dumb us down and everything. Well, they knew in the very beginning it was a giant lie. The whole thing's a lie. So they know it's a lie. I mean, the whole thing with thimerosal, the whole thing that they've done with children, they don't want healthy infants. They don't want healthy children. They want children with autism, 1 in 48 now with autism. They said that the MIT researcher said by 2025, 1 in 2. And then the other researcher said by 2035, all boys, by 2037, all girls have autism. This is what they want. This is the goal. That will effectively get rid of the population of the United States as far as people that are awake within 30 years, 20 years. Gone. It's over with. The whole country's done. It's toast, right? And so the lie has been so massive about this that they realize if the population wakes up, because they already piled the lie of 9/11 on us, and everybody already knows that's BS, complete and total crap, okay? They already, everybody, 70% of the people know that. The other 30% are just idiots. They've been drinking too much fluoride, okay? So they know that. I mean, how did Building 7 come down across the street? Are you joking me? I mean, that's the whole thing. We talked about that yesterday. I mentioned that one time on a big talk show and was immediately taken off the air. So we know the 9/11 is a giant lie. We know the missile hitting the Pentagon was never exposed, and we were told that it was an airplane. We know that the plane in Shanksville, in Pennsylvania, wasn't in a plane, that was just an explosion in the ground with a bunch of debris thrown in it. And it's the whole thing's lies. So if the population of the country ever realized that we're like a bunch of mushrooms that have been kept in the dark and filed a whole pile of crap to grow, they're gonna. That's what it is. We're a bunch of mushrooms that'll be kept in the dark, being fed crap to grow. If everybody realizes what this lie is, there's gonna be a massive rebellion against the government, especially all of these ladies who have all of these children, all of these dads who have all of these autistic kids. They're gonna raise hell. They're gonna be madder than hell. They're gonna be marching on Washington D.C. There's gonna be an uprising in this country, because if they lied to us about this, Austin, that means they've lied to us about almost everything. And see, that's why they're scared. Because this dam's about to crack anyhow. They got all these figures stuck in this dam and this dike everywhere. But remember this. It's the Sabbatane Camillus Francus combined with the Bank of England, combined with the Royal Family of England, combined with the Catholic Church, the hierarchy of the Catholic Church, combined with the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, this whole little group of pedophiles that are involved in all of this. Remember, up to 50% of the priests of the Catholic Church are pedophiles. This thing's systemic now through the leadership of the planet, just like it was in the days of Noah. The same thing, okay? Every deed of every man was evil all the time. So this is what we back down to getting back down to, and that's what Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. But remember this, I've only seen this happen once before where a film was taken out like this. They tried to take it out, and it was The Passion of the Christ that Mel Gibson did. And they told him, the Jews in Hollywood, I watched them, and they had a big thing. All the Jewish press came out against this movie. And I watched it one time, and they were talking about how horrible it was, don't go see it, it's anti-Semitic. The Jews run Hollywood, they said, we run Hollywood, we don't want it shown, blah, blah, blah. And they said, we're not going to allow this. The only thing that to be done with this movie is it needs to be on the cutting room floor, and it needs to be destroyed. No one should ever see this movie. That was The Passion of the Christ with Mel Gibson. And then they said, if Mel Gibson releases this movie, we're going to destroy his career. Well, guess what? They destroyed his career. Now, Robert De Niro knows that, and they know they destroyed Jim Carrey's career. So the truth is, they will destroy careers. They will kill people. You know, Paul Walker's been rumored for the last couple of years since he's been dead, that he was killed because of the vaccine issue being sterilant in the Philippines, and he was going to release the information. They couldn't have him do it. See, that's what's going on here. When they give these Hollywood stars this kind of power, they can't put a muzzle on them. They can't make them shut up. All they can do is threaten them or kill them. That's it. Or destroy their careers. And but it's very difficult for an actor who's been around for 50 years, who everybody respects so much, like Robert De Niro. If he comes out with a movie like this, suddenly it's going to be like, wait, but Robert De Niro said this. The Godfather said this. The Godfather said this, you know? And so that's what this whole thing boils back down to. So they don't want... It took them too many years to program the American public to believe everything that Robert De Niro says is true, to turn right back around and have Robert De Niro turn on him. Or they'll do the same they did to him as they did to Mel Gibson, and they'll destroy him. In fact, I spoke with a producer. Actually, she was a film marketing person, a distributor. I won't give you her name. And I met her, and I've told you the story before, and I'm mentioning it today. And she was from a huge production company, distribution company in New York City. Her name was Giselle, and Lizelle. I've got her card at my desk, and she told me, I asked, is it true that you guys destroyed Mel Gibson? They said, yes, we told them we were going to destroy him, and we destroyed him. And I asked her, I said, is it really true that the Jewish folks, and she was Jewish, and I asked her, I said, is it really true that the Jewish folks run Hollywood? Because absolutely, we totally control Hollywood. What you see, we control. We don't want you to see it. We don't see it. We couldn't control that movie. We told them not to put it out. We told them we'd destroy it. We did. So this is what's going on. So you've got to go back, Austin. You got to go back to the Sabbatane Frankist, Kabbalist, Luciferian, Communist group that came over and took over Hollywood that McCarthy was talking about back in the 50s. Now, they've got this massive, massive control over us. Now they're censoring movies that we're allowed to see. They're censoring distribution, because that's where a lot of these movies get picked up for distribution, or at these film festivals, because the people who distribute them come there to watch the movies to see if there's an audience that would be willing to see this. Now, we have millions of children now in the United States that have autism. Millions. Millions. And the government does not want millions of soccer moms with autistic children to go watch this movie and then go ballistic when they walk out. That's what they don't want. That's the problem with all of this. They can't allow it to be seen. When I wrote that book on autism years ago, I had to mask the book, and I couldn't just talk about immunizations. The name of the book was called Maximum Solutions to ADD, to Autism, and Learning Disabilities in Children. Now, at that point in time, there were no things that you could do with kids with autism except to give them some cod liver oil. We didn't have the GCMAF injections they were bringing in out of that Gonzalez that learned about, you know, that they killed him for, I believe, last summer. We didn't have any of that stuff. But now we have ways to take care of this. The problem is now they have another 200 immunizations in the pipeline right now they want us to start taking, Austin. And sooner or later, enough people are going to be dissident and say, we're not going to take these. They're going to start administering these immunizations by gunpoint and by court order. That's what's coming. I'm telling you. It's going to be medical martial law, medical tyranny. That's coming. So then you got to take a stand. Am I going to let them shoot me up with stuff that's probably going to kill me slow, make me really stupid fast, or am I going to say, no, we're not going to do this and resist? And, you know, see, that's what all of this boils back down to. And they're not ready yet for that type of massive uprising because they haven't dumbed us down enough yet. Does that make sense?
I completely agree with you.
Not enough people are on statin drugs yet. You know, we did that show a few months ago, and I did it on Hagman, too, in which, like, 40 of the top bottled water manufacturers right now are putting fluoride in their water. I'm talking number one, top people are putting fluoride in bottled water. Well, that's because that's a court order. That's a court order. They're being told by the higher-ups to do it. This is exactly what's going on with the CDC. The reason the CDC took that stuff, those scientists took that stuff, and they took it all apart, and they threw their research away, they were told also to do that by their higher-ups.
Oh, yeah.
They were told to do that. They were told to do that by the CDC, by the higher-ups in the CDC, because they could not let any of this evidence come out and show that this stuff causes autism. And so that's what they've done now. They've lied and lied and lied and lied and lied, and millions and millions and millions of children have this, and they want to use these vaccines for population control. And I know we're being redundant here, but this is that important of a story right now. So anyhow, let's go ahead and change topics. What's your next story, buddy?
Yeah, well, the one that I did want to address, it kind of tied into that. It wasn't vaccines, but it was from Zero Hedge. It was a really good article, the one from Tyler Durden. It was a top German journalist now admits that all mainstream media is completely fake. He states on here, we all lie for the CIA. Dr. Ulfken went on public television stating he was forced to publish the works of intelligent agents under his own name, also adding that noncompliance with these orders would result in him losing his job. He said, I've been a journalist for over 25 years, and I was educated to lie, to betray, and to not tell the truth to the public. But seeing right now within the last months how German and American media tries to bring war to the people in Europe, to bring war to Russia, this is a point of no return, and I'm going to stand up and say it is not right what I have done in the past. Manipulating people to make propaganda against Russia, it is not right what my colleagues do and have done in the past because they are bribed to betray the people, not only in Germany, but all over Europe. And now, understand, guys, this isn't the only person saying this. There's been multiple journalists now that are coming out, and they're completely ruined after this. But look up Operation Mockingbird. Remember this. Operation Mockingbird was a CIA-based initiative to control mainstream media. More and more people are expressing their concern that what we see in the media is nothing short of brainwashing. And this, again, going back to the Vax movie, is exactly what we're witnessing right now, is a full-blown brainwashing. They do not want to see it because it would wake a large percentage of the media up. But I just wanted to address that real quick since we're on that topic.
No, you're absolutely right. In fact, I'm going to read you a part of what John wrote, and I'm going to, that he can read it for you. So he can tell you what he said, the same thing in a second again. It says, there used to be an idea in America called freedom. It meant, among other things, that people were strong and smart enough to read a book or to see a film and make up their own minds. Now we have talking heads on screens reading teleprompters and relaying holy gospel to us as if we were nothing more than moths drawn to the glow of those screens. Now we have an independent film festival cluckling and shucking and claiming the vaccine might contaminate our thoughts, and so as a gesture of public service, they're going to go dark and keep our thoughts pure. Thank you very much. He goes, but I have no interest in burning books or films, and I don't need to see the burning to keep me safe. I mean, this is what he's saying. And he said the whole idea of a free press was keep the politicians honest, but frankly, that went by a long time ago. You can't keep those snakes honest. You can't keep their mega corporation collaborators honest either. So the stakes have gone up. Let me tell you what I mean by that. The people, the American people, are on a boil. The boil has been rising, and the people know they're being lied to left and right. They know their interests and their desires are being ignored. They know they're being treated like children or helpless patients in a hospital. I like that. I'm going to repeat that. They know they're like children, being treated like children or helpless patients in a hospital, and they don't like it. They want the truth for a change, and they're not getting it from official sources. They're not getting it from government or mega corporations or media or scientists. They don't like that. Huge numbers of Americans don't want welfare, surveillance state, the two always go together, where the permanent underclass is expanding every day. They don't want to be told how they should feel or how they should talk and what words should be used and what words shouldn't be used and what ideas they should hold up in their heads. They don't want some primping, bloated class of self-appointed sources feeding them the right kind of information for their own good. Wow. See, and that's the thing about this is where are you guys going to draw the line? I mean, if this movie ever makes it to the theater, I pray that it will, that it'll be distributed, that I want everybody to go to it, if you get to it in your area, to show them that we're going to watch this thing and not allow them to tell us what we can and can't watch. The problem is, if we don't do something now, guys, we're going to be in trouble because this country is going to be gone. And it's going to be one of those deals that we're not going to believe how quickly it's going to go away and how sad it's going to be when it goes away. Here's an interesting article here by Ted Cruz. I mentioned this earlier. This is from the early caucus edition, the Wade Madsen Report. It's February the 1st through the 2nd, 2016. It's a special early caucus, and it says, Cruz's close ties to New York's activist gay lavender mafia. And you guys can read through this yourself and look this up. It's a very interesting article. It says, Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio appear to have more things in common than merely their Cuban heritage. After Donald Trump launched a blistering attack on GOP presidential hopeful Cruz, Cruz responded by questioning Trump's New York values. Trump cautioned Cruz by saying that while the junior senator from Texas claimed he did not care for New York values, he certainly was willing to accept New York campaign contributions. An examination of Cruz's financial support from New York's yields close a connection between the Christian evangelical who has condemned homosexuality as a sin and some of New York's top gay financiers and real estate moguls, all of whom are also major supporters of Israel. And another problem for Cruz is there's a dead body involved. So you guys can read the rest of this yourself. This is some crazy stuff. And guys, it's getting hot now. People are starting to feel the heat in the kitchen, and we either got to turn the AC on, go back into a stupor, or we got to break out of this mess. What's your next story, Oz?
Yeah. The Monsanto glyphosate has now been found in California wines, even wines made with organic grapes. How horrible is that? Test results from Microbe Innotech Lab of St. Louis showing 10 different wines from large and small vineyards contain the chemical glyphosate, the active ingredient Monsanto's Roundup weed killer. Even wine made with organic grapes. Test results from Microbe Innotech Lab show 10 different wines, and the contamination of conventional wine was 28 hot times higher than organic wine. So most of the organic wine was very, very, very minute amounts of glyphosate. However, it still was in there. But levels of regular conventional wine ranging from 0.65 parts per billion all the way to 18.74 parts per billion in conventional wine. The wine test came from Napa Valley, Sonoma counties in California. The brand names of the wines were not revealed, but this is not the issue. The real issue is the widespread contamination of glyphosate-based herbicides and consumer products. And this is interesting, y'all, because wine is very common. Even if you don't even drink wine on an alcoholic basis, there's a lot of restaurants. My wife even has used it before as far as in cooking. Lots of times. So the fact that they're showing up now, glyphosate in grapes, which I'm not even aware of Monsanto manufacturing a GMO Roundup resistant grape. Do they actually make that yet, Dad? I don't think so.
No, the problem with most of this is they can't spray these grapes with glyphosate. Is that they're being sprayed by the crops that are local close to them. There's over a dozen crops not being sprayed with glyphosate as a desiccant agent, and these crops are being sprayed with airplanes. And so when you have a heavy wind blowing, this stuff goes for miles and miles and miles, and it lands on top of these organic grapes and on top of these other grapes, and then it gets basically put into our food supply, which is what is being done with the wheat and all these other different types of compounds. That's why they're really, people don't really have a wheat intolerance. We've never had a gluten intolerance before. It's a glyphosate intolerance.
Yeah, absolutely. I've brought that up numerous times to our customers because you're right. We don't, people have been using wheat for thousands of years without any significant side effects. Granted, there may be a person here or there that does have some type of allergic reaction to something, as with anything, but you're right. The massive amount of gluten intolerance that we've seen come just unbelievably systemic in the last 15, 20 years, I think is readily contributed to the glyphosate in our food. It makes no other sense otherwise.
No, that's exactly right, because something's going on. Also, this is an interesting one from the All News Pipeline. It says, strange internet outages all across America. Verizon, Comcast, Cox, Charter, AT&T or more are being affected. It said on March 27th, just a couple days ago, a older article receiving unusual amounts of attention when generally highlights that internet, if users are searching for a specific event that was similar to something that happened previously, and we have found out that a number of internet cable providers we're seeing an uptick of reports on outages, just one service, or in some cases a small number, were reporting total blackouts. And I don't know if this is the test for the kill switch of the internet that they're doing, but something's really strange with what's happening with that. So I believe these are going to be beta tests, because remember they've got a beta test all of the time to make sure that, you know, they can control things when they decide to go full bore. Here's another one about an Easter egg hunt. Marauding parents, this happened here in the United States, if you can believe this. It says, marauding parents, an Easter egg hunt rampage, out of control adults push children to the ground, steal their buckets, and leave one 4-year-old bloody at chaotic free event. Children were trampled as 1,000 adults storm the Pez center field. 9,000 eggs had been laid out on 3 different age bracketed sections, but when the egg hunt started, parents stormed the field, stealing the eggs from the little children. One 4-year-old was left bloodied, and many toddlers were pushed down into the mud. This was Connecticut in the United States. I mean, this is crazy that this actually happened. Children as young as 4 were trampled by adults in a rampage to steal buckets for the children and grab as many of the 9,000 hidden eggs as possible for the 3rd annual free event at the Pez headquarters. One 4-year-old son was left bloody on the sports field, and a 2-year-old girl was shoved into the mud, witnesses claimed. A horrified parent described the scene as an angry mob of chaos with not one toddler hunting for eggs among the crowds of adults. I mean, unbelievable this happened in Connecticut. But remember, guys, all of this stuff is getting more and more like the St. Louis Mall. They have the massive fighting that started in. Okay?
Yep.
This goes back to that movie we told you guys to see. What's the name of that movie also that came out last year?
Kingsman.
The Kingsman. And I personally believe, this is what I believe, that a lot of these things when they happen like this, and they're just random like this, I personally believe these are beta tests of the frequency generators they've already installed to see what they can do to large groups of people if they're hit with the right frequency. That's what I believe is going on. Also, what do you think?
I don't doubt it at all, especially that we know that they usually show us things in movies after they've already implemented them or when they're getting ready to do them. And that was exactly what they had in that movie. They were giving out these cell phones for free that had these chips in them that would produce a frequency, and they were literally flipping this on, and people were going berserk and killing one another out of nowhere, and nobody knew what happened. It was really nuts. And then when you see incidences like this, like at St. Louis Mall, like you were mentioning, where 2,000 kids all of a sudden get in a fist fight in the middle of the mall, and the entire mall has to get shut down. Almost riot police have to come in because these kids go crazy, and then all of a sudden everybody's fine, everybody disperses, nobody files charges, and everybody leaves. Then we see stuff like this where the Easter egg hunt, granted, I don't even support Easter egg hunts. You want to know about Easter egg hunts? Listen to the last Friday show on the 25th with Doc Marquis, and he'll go into detail that we did on the show last Friday about Easter egg hunts and the satanic rituals and all the weird stuff behind Easter and that's involved in. So I don't even support going to any of this nonsense. But rather that, when we see parents acting like this, it just doesn't even make sense to me. The only rational explanation is that this is some type of beta test with the frequency. We know it can be done. We know it can alter moods. It can produce sadness. It can produce hate. It can do all these different things with just a simple frequency, and you won't even hear it. So, I mean, could the American public becoming this consumer-based that they're running, stealing little pink eggs from children? I guess. I mean, that's pathetic, though. I really hate to even admit that our human race has fallen that far. I would think more sincerely that it's probably something to do with some type of beta test like you spoke of, Dad.
Programming, because that's what it's all about. It's all about programming. Last Thursday night, I was on Coast to Coast for 2 hours, Friday morning, Thursday night. And it was interesting because at the end of the show, I was talking about the way they could use frequency to change people's brain chemistry to make them act a different way. And that they had beta tested this, and they had spent $10 billion to what's called optimize the cluster topology to figure out exactly how it works, what groups of people, how to make it perfect. They spent $10 billion in the Iraq war to do this. And sure enough, like the third phone call that I took on the show, the guy calls up and said, I was in the Iraq war back in 2003 when they were doing this, and I was one of the radar operators doing this to the people and to the other troops. And he goes, and what it would do is we would broadcast, they would tell us what grid to broadcast this frequency into, and it would make these people extremely calm and extremely sedate instantaneously. And we tested it on the people of Iraq. And I thought, wow. And so we had just talked about it. So this is exactly the type of technology that we have available to the government of the United States. Now remember, this government that we have in the United States is rogue. It's a bunch of feral cats that have taken over is what it is. I mean, this is all part of that banking thing with the doggone Rothschilds back in 1913, and it all goes back to the 1934 Exchange Stability Fund, which we've talked about multiple times on the show, and the shadow government of the United States. It also deals with Roswell and the UFO cover-ups and all the stuff that they've done. All of this stuff, this super secret agency. If you remember, Austin, Eisenhower, He was the one who started the CIA taking care of all this covert information after Roswell. And what was interesting about all of this is he asked them for an updated report, and they refused to give it to him. This is the General Eisenhower who was then the President of the United States. And he told them that he was going to fly to California in March, I think it was the 5th Army, but I'm not sure, into Area 51 and take over the entire facility if they did not have a report on his desk the next day that was current. This actually happened, son. He was going to bring the Army in. Maybe the 5th Army or the 8th Army. I'm not sure which one it was. But he was going to go over there, take control of the Army because he's commander-in-chief, and they'd lead those boys right up into Nevada, right into Area 51, jeeps, tanks, everything, and take over Area 51. Because he refused to be kept in the dark about this. And then when Bill Clinton asked about information concerning Roswell, they told him he did not have the clearance. They would not give it to him. This is a fact. This happened. And so, and Leon Podesta, when he left the Clinton administration, he said one of the biggest regrets that he has is they did not do full, total disclosure on the alien agenda, what was going on, and with the UFOs. So these are top people that are talking about all of this stuff. And this is and I've mentioned this many times on our show. You got to look at them as fallen angels, as extraterrestrials or fallen angels. That's all I see them as, or regular angels. Because the angels popped in, they popped out of other dimensions. This is what they did. The same thing the Varil Maidens, the same types of demons, the things that the Varil Maidens talked to, the same thing was going on with Genesis chapter 6. It never, ever stopped. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6 that they were there before the flood and also after the flood. So this didn't end. People think it ended. It did not end with the flood. So this is something you got to wrap your head around too. Read the book, The Money Mafia, by Helluride, and then read the book The Day After Roswell by Colonel Corso. And those two books will get your attention and get you moving in the right direction. And just remember, guys, we're saved by the blood of the Lamb. We have the power of Jesus Christ behind us in all of this when we get saved. So there's no reason to fear this, but they're so upset they don't want you to know the truth because they don't want you to start questioning everything they've done. This deep security state that they've developed, and the $35 trillion they've absconded with now with the federal government, to cover all of this stuff up with their deep underground military bases and everything else they're doing. They don't want you to know about any of this. Now, is that because we have an asteroid coming towards the planet, which may give us a global ending event? I don't know. Does that mean we may have Planet X? I don't know. No evidence of that with telescopes. Does it mean that something bad's going to happen with a sunspot? I don't know. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen because they haven't told us anything. It'd be nice if we weren't the mushroom stuck in the dark getting fed a pile of poop trying to figure out what's going on. And then we can at least prepare and do something about what's going on with our own lives. But they don't want to do that. They don't want to let anybody know what's really going on. They want to continue to control the holographic matrix that we're in and continue to do their satanic affairs, their pedophilia, their raping of young boys, all the stuff that Aleister Crowley taught them to hold this spiritual thing over these people. And the same thing happened after the stuff happened with the UFO. They actually had the Masonic lodges come in, the top lodges, and actually had them put a spell on the American population not to know the truth of what was going on after Roswell. I mean, crazy stuff like that when you start digging into this stuff about what happened. So this stuff is for real. The spiritual world is for real. You know, we are a spiritual body, a spiritual soul, having a physical body in this world we're in right now. But we are not a body with a soul. We are a soul with a body. The soul's the only thing that's real here, and it continues. It goes onward after we leave here, after we leave the planet, after our biocomputer shuts down. Our soul continues on down the road. So that's what we have to understand. The thing that they don't want us to know, Austin, they don't want us to know any of this stuff, and it's all about keeping us in the dark. It's complete and total nonsense to me. What's your next story, son?
Well, yeah, hence why they're stating, you know, the Vax documentary is just too dangerous for the public to be able to view it. Now they're telling the citizens what they're allowed to view and what we can watch. Being the nanny state that they are, they have to monitor us and make sure we don't watch any R-rated movies that they don't approve of. It's completely ridiculous. This article right here ties right in to all that when it comes to milk. Granted, if you decide to drink raw milk, that's your choice. But again, we've seen a massive, massive propaganda piece against raw milk in the last 10 or 15 years about how, you know, you've seen the FDA coming in at gunpoint. There's that one video on YouTube where they do a FDA raid on a vegetable store that sells raw milk. Go and steal all the raw milk, arrest people. But now, this is interesting. There's a new article now. Children who drink raw milk rather than pasteurized milk are less likely to develop asthma and allergies, according to a new landmark 6-year study by researchers at Ludwig Maximilian University in Germany. The study says the pasteurization destroys beneficial nutrients and bacteria, including omega-3 fatty acids, which researchers believe could hold the key. They said fresh, unprocessed cow's milk has a much higher content of omega-3 and nutrients than does pasteurized or homogenized milk. The lower levels of omega-3 fatty acids in dairy products is one of the issues. Omega-3s reduce the level of inflammation, one of the main causes of asthma and allergies and other health problems. They said a report in the British Medical Journal noted that the pasteurization also kills beneficial bacteria that boost the digestive system's ability to absorb nutrients, and pasteurization kills vitamin K and D3, which is necessary for blood clotting and bone health. In the U.S., raw milk sales are allowed in only 29 states now, guys. Almost half of the United States is no longer allowed to drink raw milk. Again, more nanny state telling us what we can and can't do. You can't go out to your cow in your yard and milk it and drink it and give it to your friends. That's illegal. You have to get it pasteurized first. Again, more government tyranny. That's all that it is. And see, there's an article online that goes into detail about the incredibly nasty effects of pasteurized and homogenization on milk and what it does to the body and how it basically completely rids milk of any type of nutritional value whatsoever. That's why you always see milk with what? Fortified with vitamin D. There's nothing left in the milk. It's basically water with a flavoring to it. That's it. And now they want to start adding aspartame to it as well and chocolate milk.
They've already started.
Yeah, now they're doing that and Splenda. So, I mean, that's where we're going. That's why we keep telling you guys that everybody's got to wake up. At least wake up. Try and wake up at least 5 people you know. If everybody starts doing that, if you wake up 5 people you know, and those 5 people wake up 5 more people, the more of us are going to start waking up. Look at all the flack this Vax movie is getting online right now as far as the amount of people that are protesting this thing getting pulled off, that they're mad about it getting pulled off the film festival. More and more people are starting to wake up now, and it's a good thing. That's why the media, that's why the globalists are struggling right now and squirming so much. That's why they pulled this video off from the film festival, because they know we're right on the precipice of everybody starting to wake up, and a film like this could completely be the tipping point that turns it in our favor to bring back our country to a constitutional country.
That's right. We could actually, restore the Constitution of the Republic. Well, here's some good news here. Oh, by the way, real quick before we run out of time, we're almost out of time again. Thank you for supporting healthmasters.com. And we don't do an infomercial on the show. I'm never planning on doing an infomercial on the show. So thank you for supporting us. Healthmasters.com. We have the highest quality supplements available in the world. And we appreciate you supporting us. Also, we have really good distillation units. And so you can sign up at our newsletter for our free newsletter and get newsletters like we're talking about today, including a great piece that we did that Austin did here a while back on homogenized milk and how bad it is for you. All of this stuff is available online at healthmasters.com. So thank you for supporting us. I appreciate it. And some of you have also sent some contributions in to try to help us pay for the show. Thank you for that. We appreciate that too. Anything you can do to help us, like I said on Hagman's show on Friday night, you know, if you say, well, if we send you $10, we'll make a difference. Well, that's true. But if 1,000 people send us $10, it makes a difference. Okay? It makes a huge difference. Or, you know, and of course, you may want to send us $100 or $1,000 or even $1. Doesn't matter. Thank you for all of the donations you sent us, because it helps to cover the cost of the airtime and the production of the show. Now, here's another interesting article. There are 104, according to Breitbart, there are 147 FBI agents working right now on Hillary's email investigation. The Washington Post reports that 147 agents are working all sides of the probe, according to a lawmaker who spoke with the FBI Director James Comey about what is transpiring behind the scenes. The FBI recently kicked its investigation into high gear as agents and prosecutors are setting up interviews with Clinton's top aides, presumably including Houman Abedin and Cheryl Mills. Well, she has top aide called Houman Abedin, who's obviously a Muslim. That's strange to begin with. This case hinges on whether Clinton violated a provision of the Espionage Act of 1913, which she clearly did. The penalty, a fine, a prison term of up to 10 years, or both. Now, here's another interesting thing. The Obama administration is not going to allow the information about what happened with Foster and the shooting that occurred to be released on Hillary Clinton. This is Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch announced today that it's asking a federal court to order the National Archives and Records Administration to release draft criminal indictments of Hillary Clinton. This is a motion for summary judgment. The National Archives claimed that the draft involved a significant privacy interest that is not outweighed by any public interest. In its March 11th opposition brief, Judicial Watch counters that allegedly making false statements and withholding evidence from federal investigators bears on Mrs. Clinton's honesty, her credibility, and trustworthiness from a position she currently seeks, rendering the National Archives claim neither serious or credible. The draft indictments relate to allegations that Clinton provided false information and withheld evidence from federal investigators to conceal her involvement with the defunct Madison Guaranteed Savings Loan, the collapse of which led to multiple criminal convictions. Clinton provided legal representation to Madison Guaranteed as an attorney at the Rose Law Firm, which, by the way, was later burned, the Rose Law Firm, Arkansas. Clinton's Rose Law Firm billing records, long sought by prosecutors, were found in the private quarters of the White House shortly after important statute of limitations had expired. After she couldn't be prosecuted anymore. It's ridiculous, Austin. Woman's a criminal. She's a career criminal. Now she wants to be president of the United States, and these idiots that are supporting her don't even see it. I mean, if you want to vote for Bernie Sanders and you're a communist, okay. Vote for old Bernie. He wrote stories about pornography. He never had a job until he's past 40, okay? Whatever, if that's what you want to do. But don't put a career criminal in the White House. Don't do it. Wake up, guys. Listen to me. The lady's bad news. There's over 100 dead bodies that followed the Clintons and their administration. Over 100 people dead. Watch the video of the Clinton Circle of Power, you know, that was done by Larry Nichols and those guys back in the 90s. And you know, and you know, all of the stuff that they did, it's free on YouTube. Watch the horrible, horrible stuff these people have been involved with and ask yourself a question. Do I really want her as commander in chief of the military and law enforcement and everything else for the United States? Are you kidding me? Absolutely not. This lady needs to be in prison, not sitting in the Oval Office, Austin.
Yes, you're absolutely correct on that. I honestly think this is all obfuscation. I don't think they're going to do anything to her. I think they're going to end up pardoning her, as Obama already said, even if they do bring charges down on her. I don't think anything's going to happen at all. One last story I wanted to address here, too, with the bees. You know, we've had a lot of issues with the entire world now with honeybees. Now, France's National Assembly has just approved a bill, finally, that would ban neonicotinoid pesticides, which are largely criticized for possibly causing the decrease in the bee population. Critics of the bill, including the producers of the pesticide Bayer Crop Science and Syntanga, have been quick to say that the studies of the effects on bee populations are inconclusive and offer no alternatives to the total ban. Bayer instilled fear in farmers who regularly use the pesticide, stating, "Farmers are going to find themselves in dead end regarding crop protection and can see their harvest fall by 15 to 40%. And it could be a possible scenario if they don't allow these pesticides in. But quite frankly, guys, if you believe that, do some research on the honeybee and understand how important it is for pollination and everything around the world. That's not an insect that we need to lose, especially with just incredibly toxic pesticides that kill them. It should not be an option at all.
You're right, Austin. We love you guys. We appreciate you. We'll be back tomorrow. Remember, John Rappaport will be with me on Friday. God bless you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, guys. You have a blessed night. On.